From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. The death toll from Saturday's powerful earthquake in Ecuador has now reached more than 270, with 2,500 more injured. Geophysicist Jessica Turner with the U.S. Geological Survey tells VOA it was a 7.8 magnitude quake.
It was right off the coast of Ecuador, so being a large magnitude near a populated area and also being of shallow depth, meaning it was close to the surface, caused all the damage and fatalities that we are seeing with this earthquake.
And across the Pacific, two earthquakes on Japan's Kyushu Island has left at least 42 dead. Brazilian lawmakers have voted to back the impeachment process for President Dilma Rousseff. Opposition to Rousseff has increased in recent months with accusations she illegally covered up government budget shortfalls in 2014 to increase her chances for re-election. Rousseff denies the accusations. 68-year-old leader was first elected in 2010, then again in 2014, continuing 13 years of leadership by the leftist Workers' Party. The government of Gambia is defending the arrest of several opposition leaders and their supporters. This is why UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon called for immediate and unconditional release of those arrested. President Yahya Jammeh, who seized power in 1994, is regularly accused of rights abuses. Mali has made another arrest in connection with the March 13 attack by Islamic extremists on a beach resort in Ivory Coast that left 19 dead. The suspect, identified as Alou Doumbia, is believed to have been the driver for the jihadis who attacked Grand Bassam. This is VOA News. About 7